Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. I want to thank the One Institute for sponsoring this program and bringing us to you each and every week. Tonight, we're going to talk about some really great stuff. We're going to talk about what Dr. Allen's doing and her work. So, Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. Well, some of you have been to my school when I was doing those classes of year one, year two, year three. And then the radio show came up. Now I'm upgrading what the goal of the radio show is all about. We've covered all the questions. We brought everything to the microphone. But now I want to present an overview of what I want to do month to month. Generally, there are 4 weeks in a month, and we now, starting now, are going to be offering not only the radio show, but also Saturdays from 9 until 4, where, for example, marriage family therapists and social workers can literally get 7 units towards their credential upgrade maintenance. So we are certified as the One Institute is certified as a CEU provider for 7 units using androgynous semantic realignment, which is my doctoral work. So class number one that I want to talk about is your life script. Claude Steiner, who is a transactional analyst and recently died, may rest in peace, and Eric Byrne and I believe in scripting. Now, what is scripting? Scripting is a plan that churches, political groups, ethnic groups, business groups train you to believe it's the right way to live. And I have a phrase, and it says, every human being should know what his life is about. What is he going for? What is he rejecting? And what is his plans? You know, the three things we all need are someone to love, something to do, and something to look forward to. But when you're scripted, you think that this way of being, which is usually don't be, don't feel, don't think, and don't share yourself. Don't be an individual. Be a clone for some other person who knows, quote, the truth, who says that everybody is supposed to dress this way, do this, don't do that, so that before you find out anything, you find out that you don't have a right to be yourself. Remember, I like this, that Tabby Kaler in Little Rock, Arkansas, who's a transactional analyst, he said, there are 5 drivers and 5 allowers that can be scripted into people. And by the way, Eric Byrne, Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung, all agreed that by the age of 3, we have been scripted. And I recommend Claude Steiner's book, Scripts People Live. And I love teaching the script. Now, if you're in the 12-step program, you would call that an inventory. And I happen to be in the 12-step program since I'm sober 46 years, and that qualifies me. So if any of you are friends of Bill Wilson, know that Carl Jung seriously impacted Bill Wilson. I used to do my want training classes in Bill Wilson's house in Vermont. And then I decided that I was ready to do something different, less messaging through the railways. So what I did was I did that yearly until I started to do the WAN Institute training programs, which were those year one, year two, year three. Now I'm semi-retired. I still have my two private practices, one in Los Angeles and one in Orange County. I'm in Los Angeles on Fridays, and I'm on the phone. I work the phone regularly every day. I'm in Orange County on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. That's when I teach the class, and scripting is the one that I really believe everyone needs, because if you don't know how you've been molded, you're going to be molded whether you like it or not. Here's the quote: all men and women should strive to learn before they die what they are running from and to and why. That was written by James Thurber. So scripting is basically finding out, did you have permission to be an individual, or were you raised in a family or a political group or a church that said one person was the nuclear center of everything, and that if you didn't do what that person or group said, you were evil and going to hell and all the bad things. So scripting can come about in many different functions, but it particularly will impact you by the age of three. The first year of life is when you want what would you want. Now, little babies, they cry and smile to get what they want, and their brains are built with mirror neurons that are like blank cells in the brain that must be stimulated by people around them who allow those cells to emerge and energize. And if you listen to your radio, you'll hear an ad on there: talk to your kid, read to your kid. What they're doing is they're promoting mirror neuron development, because that system of cellular development 15, 20 years ago was discovered in Italy, and now it's becoming literally worthy of radio advertisement. So the second year of life is naturally the terrible twos. What were you not allowed to say no to? Because if you couldn't ask for what you wanted, and if you couldn't say no to what you didn't want, you ran the risk of duplicating the two negative forms of scripting. There are three scripts. One is intimidation. He who is scariest controls most. For girls, that has to do with dad. Freud was very much into the Electra complex and the Oedipal complex, which was fathers to daughters. How many women out there know the impact of their father? There's a book, Wounded Woman, by Linda Leonard, which you can read about it. But when you do a script, when we do scripts, for example, you get a copy of the script, the questions. What was the best advice your dad gave you? What was the worst? Mother, how did they treat you compared to your brothers and sisters? What were you wanting? What did you not want? How did they handle you when you didn't do what Tabby Kaler called the five drivers? Be perfect my way. Hurry up my way. Be perfect, try harder, hurry up. Please other people, not yourself. And be strong enough not to need help. You should have known. I told you when you were three, do it this way. Those are the five drivers. The five allowers, these are what Maslow talks about in his Tortoise Psychology of Being. One, be excellent. Retarded people can be excellent. You don't want to put a genius on an assembly line. You want to put a person who's disabled because they're more willing to repeat actions that are not creative. Way better than a person who's an alpha and gifted. Everyone has the right to be gifted, not gifted, handicapped, not handicapped, and hopefully to have parents, churches, schools, governments, ethnic groups that allow us to be scripted for our individual rights. So be excellent. Work easy. Don't be harried. Know what's enough. Don't just say, try harder, 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 get more, more, more. Please yourself first. Please yourself. Doesn't that sound selfish? Oh, that's so selfish. No, that's not selfish. That's self-centered because of what they want. Women have a right to be self-centered because of what they don't want. Because men are scripted to help their intuition. Women are scripted to help their instinct, their feelings. These are the way mammals live. So what I'm really wanting to do in this new style of Wand Institute is scripting, whether you do it over the phone because we send you a copy and you work with me in my private practice, because I do work in my private practice.
Then, so, Dr. Allen, let me ask you a question. This scripting, you were talking about all of the different people that would have an impact on your script. And that would be
very much so.
Siblings, cousins, uncles, aunts, maybe
bosses,
the clergy.
Clergy.
So would it also
teachers?
Would that be an element too of the birth order?
Yes, birth order. Firstborn kids are raised male, even if they're girls. Second order kids inevitably are raised female. Feel good to do good. And that can very much undermine the do-good of a man. Men's bodies, brains, chemistry is built to do good, to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Women's chemistry and neurobiological system is bred into us to feel good, to do good. Do you see?
Yes, very interesting.
I deal with people who are so amazed at the messages that their script messages bring up, and then I read for them. And reading means that I basically am a transactional analyst, and when you do your script, you're going to do words, and those words are going to come 90% of the time from your subconscious. Your conscious mind is only 10%. Your subconscious is 90%. But if you don't know what your script is, which is they come in four styles, don't be, don't feel your feelings, don't think your thoughts, and don't share it. Keep your mouth shut. Do you see? Those are the four basic.
Oh, I do see.
What?
Very, very interesting, because my mother was a person that said, don't make any waves. Don't cause any problems.
That's exactly right. And when they do that, when you want love and you want to be cared for, you want to be fed and kept at home and not thrown out with the boogeyman, you better do it their way. But eventually, the voice in your head is not yours. You're living by the prejudice of they know what you're supposed to do better than you do. Or you're
no, it's an interesting concept, because I'm the middle child in the birth order.
That's right. You know what?
She would say,
"You're either the boss, or you're the littlest kid." You switch from one place to middle kids.
I was the mediator in between the oldest and the young, in between the oldest and the youngest. But I also had this other thing where she would say that, don't make any waves. And I'd just look at her and just nod my head and walk away. And I'd just think to myself, I'm not going to listen to you. Because I had a different personality.
And what
now,
was
my
the
older
price?
Sister.
The price you had to pay for that.
I love that. The price I had to pay was isolation from her. You know, she would say, she would isolate me. In other words, she would do something with my older and my younger sibling, but I wouldn't be included.
That's called abandonment.
But
and when you
my
get
father,
abandoned,
yeah,
that leads to ontological insecurity. You know what that is?
What?
You're scripted not to exist.
Precisely. And as the mediator, you're there in between these two that have all the attention, and your job is make sure things go smooth between this one and that one. And if you don't, you're going to be sorry. So on the other hand, on the other hand, my dad was like, those two are out of control and you're the child. I would get, she would disregard me and my dad would do things with me and, you know, cherish me, where my mother was like, you didn't do what I wanted, so you're going to pay the price.
That's right.
It was a very interesting dynamic. So
I know that, but it was destructive.
Yes.
So I am asking those of you that are near me in California to come to the Saturday classes, the $150 each from 9 to 4.
Limited to 6 people.
For 6 people only. The ideal size.
You know what? I have to interject here. Even if you fly in for that day to come to this class, it is worth every penny of the flight and the class. Because
I know that.
It had such an impact on me, Dr. Allen. When I worked on my script with you, it really, really had an impact. And it was really a positive change in my life.
Make a statement about the other three themes. Number two class is based on the book Getting to I Do, but it's a group of 6 people, and it could be men and women. And it's for the ideas that are in the book, Getting to I Do. And the third class is dream class, if you want to do dream analysis. And the fourth class, I just want to stipulate, these are the four major classes. That last class is for couples, 3 couples to come in and negotiate their pre-engagement or their marriage contract so that they don't have to go through the creative process of fighting, whether with intimidation or seduction, but negotiating. So there are the four: scripting, dreams, Getting to I Do, and Couples.
Now, I know what the Life Script did for me when I worked with you on the Life Script class, when we did some webinars on it in the past. It was a dramatic impact, but can you tell me what you hope your students of this class will get out of it and how it will impact their lives?
Number one, they'll be able to identify where they think their prejudicial and delusional feelings came from. Well, it just doesn't seem right to be self-centered. And I can explain. We can go over it. I do nice printouts that you can take home. And of course, I've written a number of books, all of which will help you understand what I'm teaching. So I'm going to now set up each week. We are going to speak to one of these four classes. And when you call in for questions, I would strongly advise you to ask questions, especially in the chosen subject for that week.
So this week we're talking about life scripts.
Sue,
I'm here.
Can you tell me more about the process when the life script classes are happening? Happen and how you've got them scheduled?
Okay, the next one is a Saturday, June 10th. I have two openings. I have another list we'll be adding for July and August. You can always check out our classes on www.wantistore.com. It has all the classes listed up until we'll be adding more in the next couple of weeks through July and August. You can register or you can email me questions or information. And for tonight, I have a special from the WAN Institute through the month of May for all the listeners, even if you're listening on the archive of this. We have a downloadable audio of Dr. Pat Allen's Lifetime of Love. We have it available on the Want iStore. It's priced $34.95. I will be selling it through the end of this month till June 1st for $19.95. It's a downloadable.
That's just for radio listeners that email you with the code, am I correct?
Yes. What you do is you email me info@drpatallen.com and say, I heard you with the radio special, Lifetime of Love, and I will send you an invoice and you pay, and then I'll ship you the Lifetime of Love. It's a very valuable. Kelly, I think you have the description of what's on it. I think you've listened to it. It's based on her book, Getting to I Do. It's 10 important topics. It has over 3 hours of information regarding the life, getting to I Do. Just briefly, it's got the masculine, feminine energies, sex and commitment, flirting to attract, conflicts and communication, phases of a relationship, questions most asked by men and women, suddenly single guidelines for returning to the dating scene, and 10 secrets of getting and keeping the right partner. This audio is narrated by Dr. Allen, and it's highly valuable. And we're offering this for $19.95 in a download that you can get it right away till the end of the month by contacting
me. That's only the downloaded version, right?
It's a download. We do have an audio that's a CD format that you can order online, and it has to be shipped to you. That is not part of the special deal for the radio show listeners. And next month, I'll have another downloadable for sale as well. These are all for the WAN Institute. We are a nonprofit, so we rely on the our products and classes to keep this radio show going.
And donations.
Yes, to keep the show going. So we will be offering this special. Please feel free to send me an email. And the classes are I've had people fly in from New York for the class. From San Francisco, girls come down for the class. We're close to the John Wayne Airport, so you can get on fly into John Wayne Airport, stay in a hotel around the airport, go to the class, spend the weekend in Newport Beach, and fly home. Perfect weekend.
Yeah, a beautiful weekend. What a beautiful place to be. And I got to tell you, honestly, if I hadn't been in Los Angeles when Dr. Allen and I worked on LifeScript, I can tell you this, it would have been valuable to me. I would have flown from wherever to have attended and worked with her one-on-one. But one of the things that I think is so great, and you mentioned it to me, is that you can do your LifeScript, get the forms that Dr. Allen has, and then you can call in for a private personal appointment.
It works just on your script perfectly.
And I can also say that Dr. Allen does offer private sessions. You can have a session with Dr. Allen for a half hour or even 15 minutes. And her fees are $125 for the half hour and $62 for 15 minutes. Do you have to fill out paperwork before you do any phone work, though? That's confidentiality. And you are hiring Dr. Allen as a therapist, so there is paperwork involved.
So when they opt in to do the LifeScript, but they can't attend the class and they're going to contact her on the phone,
they still contact me. They send me an email and I give them the intake forms that they fill out as a private client. I send them the questionnaires and then we schedule a time. They call in and hook up on the telephone and Dr. Allen works with them. Same with the telephone appointment.
About how long does a LifeScript reading?
1 hour.
It takes one hour.
1 hour. She can't condense it into 15 minutes or a half hour. It's 1 hour.
It's got to be a whole hour.
Excellent. Well, those are some really important things. And I definitely think at least an hour I would be, the way to go with this. And again, so much information.
Yeah, what I found is once you have the idea of what your script is, you can call and make 15-minute appointments. You know what I'm saying?
After your initial reading of 1 hour.
Yes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm. Oh, okay.
That is the foundation for all the other classes. The Getting to I Do class.
The main material and then do checkups rather than picking and picking. You won't know the full premise.
What we're doing, we're so appreciative about the many people that are listening to the podcast and to this radio show that we have to organize what we're doing in order to be effective. So today starts the organization of the four Saturdays. If there's a fifth one, I would love to do parenting.
I'm thinking maybe do the WANT training, where it's all the communication for business, parents.
Yes, that's true.
The WANT training for effective living.
That's good.
I was looking at that.
So what we're doing here today is we're going to take questions because they've come in, but we're organizing it in a way that will build the mountain of knowledge. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the office, the doctor's office, and in every relationship, especially the loving sexual ones.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to open up the phone lines now. And
that's
you
right.
Might need the number. It's 323-203-0815. And we have a call.
Hi.
Hi, caller. You need to turn your radio down.
I just did.
Okay, great. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
I just signed up for the LifeScript class. So I'll see you in June.
I just saw her.
Good.
I'm so excited.
Good. You're one spot left for June now.
I just called my friend, so hopefully she'll get in there too.
Okay.
So my questions don't pertain to that, though. Is that okay?
That's okay. We've done our commercial of organization.
Okay. So I have some general questions. I am coming out of a divorce and starting to date again.
Whose or yours?
Mutual. And it's actually been really...
No. They don't do that. There's the plaintiff and the defendant.
I would say that he pulled away before me, but he stayed until I was ready to leave.
Okay, so you're the one that initiated the paperwork.
Yes.
All right, fine. So with that in mind, what do you want to know?
So I have recently discovered your work, and it is completely changing my life. I did not realize how much masculine energy I have, and now all of my dating life is making so much more sense to me. And I'm also an MFT, a psychotherapist, and I'm teaching it and introducing it to all my clients and all my friends.
You know what? Do it. Don't forget the books. Getting to I Do.
Yes, I read it.
Conversational Rape, and the new one. It's a man's world.
Oh, the woman's universe. Yes.
Okay, so what can we do now?
So one question is, I hear you talking about a woman holding the spiritual side, and I wonder
No, I've got to correct that.
Yes.
Yang energy is more masculine than yin. Yang is the stuff of life. It's the property. It's the money. It's the yang. That's why men love to play with their yang toys. Yin energy has to do with feelings and relationships. Here's the statement for straight people, gay people, lesbian, whatever. Whoever carries the most yin energy in a relationship, whether it's the man or a woman, is the one that sets the spiritual yin tone. That's what the book, It's a Man's World, a Woman's Universe, that first segment of the book about the Fisher King wound. Men have yang bodies, but they have yin souls. Women have yin bodies, but yang souls. Now, I have no problem with men being more feminine than women, nor women being more masculine than men, as long as they know what they're doing and they're not subject to the script of society that says men and women are equal.
Right.
They're not equal. They're equitable. Equitable. And so with that in mind, you were scripted to be masculine. Money, yeah. Power, and prestige. Okay, well, there are men that are scripted. 18% of the households today are headed up by feminine men. Men are starting to see that there's wonderful joy in being the yin energy in a family. So here's the correction of your statement. Whoever carries the most yin in a relationship is the one that says no to the immoral, unethical, and illegal. No. It doesn't feel good. I don't like it. And I'm not going to put up with it.
Oh, okay.
So it sounds like your husband was the yin energy.
He does have some yin energy, yes.
No, not some. It sounds like he stayed until you yanged and went for the paperwork.
Yeah.
You understand? So he was more yin than you, and he pulled away from you.
Yeah.
Do you see what
I'm saying? But he didn't leave. It took me to leave.
That's because you're the yang in that relationship.
Right. And I don't want to do that again.
You know what? You mean you're going to go against your script message. Don't be a girl. Don't be a girl. Be a boy. That's what you were taught. But
no,
you want
I don't
to
want
be a
to.
Girl.
Yeah.
Is that a word? You know what? How long have you known my work?
Maybe 3-4 months.
I've got news for you. Do you realize what you've learned about you?
It's dawning on me, yes.
And do you understand that you have better choices now?
Yes.
If women don't feel good, they don't do good.
Mm-hmm.
If men don't do good, they don't feel good. But mm-hmm. there are some men that are biologically yin energy. That's often the foundation of gayness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, you have gone through the experience, the learning experience of a divorce. So what is mm-hmm. your question of me?
Well, I was curious what you meant about the person with the yin energy holding the spiritual side. And I think I got some clarification on that.
It's very a feeling. Good. Is that what you're calling? Good.
That's one question. May I ask another?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Okay, two other questions if I can. The second is, I know you emphasize that for me, if I'm now transitioning into a yin energy and I'm out with a man, I know you emphasize not to ask him feeling questions or how he feels.
No, ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestions, and what you can do to help him achieve it.
So does that mean, and you know, I'm a therapist, so this is a shift for me.
Yes, I understand.
If I ask, you know, how was your day or how are you, that's feeling,
wait a minute,
right?
Wait a minute. You're talking about dealing with men in the office.
No. I'm not.
Where are you
am
talking?
I supposed to do that
in
also?
Your office or out of your office?
Out of my office.
When you're in the office, you're in your mail.
Right.
Male therapists work off their feminine. Female therapists work off their masculine. You know what the highest suicide rate for healthcare people is?
What?
Dentists that are male and therapists that are female. Do you know the reason?
Why?
The men don't like it when their art form, dentistry, is seen in conjunction with pain. Women often have a counter transference problem of believing they're the mothers of their clients. And therefore they over codependent. Do you see? Women have to remember to stay anchored in their male. They've got to know what they're
women
doing.
Women therapists.
And male dentists have to know that the pain they cause is for the benefit of their patients and be proud of it.
That's interesting.
Isn't that something? Male
yeah.
dentists and female therapists, highest suicide rate.
Okay, I'll keep thinking about that. That's interesting. But back
yes.
to my personal life. So a question
yes.
like,
okay.
how was your day or how are you?
Well, that's, wait a minute, how are you is asking feelings. What
I know,
you
that's
say
what I'm
is,
saying. That's, yeah.
If you're wanting to be the feminine in your private life and you know that at 6 o'clock you're going to leave your plastic balls in the office and go out as a woman, right?
Yeah.
When I used to say this when I first became a therapist, people said they were going to put a glass box on a telephone pole near my house so I could put my balls in there.
Okay.
Because I don't take them home. So when you're dealing in the office, your job is, you know, to find out what's going on and how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
But in your personal relationships, your job is to respect him so he can feel cherished. And that's your sons, that's your brother, your father, your boyfriend, your husband. any man you love. In fact, raise your right hand. I promise.
Okay. I promise.
To respect the men I love.
To respect the men I love.
Even though.
Even though.
As a therapist, I may know more.
As a therapist, I may know more.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I'm going to keep my yang mouth shut.
I'm going to keep my yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
First.
First.
You understand the tool. Do you understand the tools? Don't ask them what they feel.
I do understand the tool, but what is an alternative phrase? What's the phrasing that I can say instead of, how was your day?
How did your day go?
How did your day go? Okay.
How was it for you today?
Okay, thank you. I could not figure that out. How was
Remember,
it for you today?
You're asking the men in your life how they do. When you do that, they feel cherished. That's paradoxical. The last book Carl Jung wrote was Mysterious Conuncionum. And it's called Isn't It Interesting? And in the beginning of my little book, it talks about the paradoxical thing that the more you respect a man, the more he feels cherished. And the more he feels cherished, it spills over on the women in his life.
Yes, I love it. I love it so much. It's really, I feel like everything is making sense to me finally.
Good. Excellent.
May I ask one last question?
No, I'm getting a no from my colleague here. Because we
Good,
want
I appreciate
another.
It.
Okay. Thank
I
you.
I will see you in June. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Kelly, are you
All
on?
All right. I am here.
Please feel free to get the callers involved.
Okay, great. We've got another call coming in right now.
All right. What is it?
There we go. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. And do you have a question?
Hi, thanks. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Can't hear you.
We have a very bad connection. Yeah, I think we're going to try to get her back. We had a real bad connection. Let's see what happens here. Okay. Hello? Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much. I have a question about, I've been studying your work, Pat, for a while, so thank you. And I'm in therapy with an EMDR therapist, so I appreciate
it. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Eye movement rapid desensitization. Okay.
So my question is, I went on two dates with a gentleman. He took me on two dates, and he does drive, and I don't want to be resentful about driving. And
what was he driving badly? What was he doing?
Oh, excuse me. He doesn't have a car. He doesn't drive. In studying your work, it seems like you don't negotiate until there's some sort of
You have to have a commitment to longevity, continuity, and monogamy. Monogamy, okay. Continuity. No, monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Right. So if he asks me on another date and, you know, wants me to drive at some point, I feel comfortable. Can I say that before that happens?
What you can say is, are you living in a place where Uber can be gotten?
Yes.
So if you're not comfortable providing driving, and you're not, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because he has a bad police record with driving, or he just doesn't have a car? Oh, you
don't
know. But do you know if he has a physical car?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then you be him and I'll be the new you.
Okay. gosh, thanks so much for meeting me for lunch. I want to go to the park. Will you drive us?
I appreciate you want me to drive, but it will cost me respecting you, and I don't want to lose respect for you. So what about, what do you think about Ubering?
Okay, cool.
What you do is you tell the truth.
Okay.
Make sure you tell them you have a right to want me to do this. And in some cases, I appreciate how much you respect me. But I'm more comfortable with being feeling cherished than respected. So, no, I'm not comfortable driving. But I have a suggestion, if you're willing to hear it. Uber, walking, take the bus.
Oh, I didn't quite hear the last part. Sorry.
Uber.
She said, yeah.
Uber, walking. Or taking the bus.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. But remember to make them right for asking.
Okay. May I ask for clarification about immoral, unethical, and illegal, what that means? Maybe
sure.
Specific examples?
Okay. Immoral is, for example, you're on a no-caffeine diet, and he wants to take you to Starbucks and get you a big latte something something. And you say, thank you so much for wanting to treat me with that, but I don't agree with caffeine, and so the answer is no.
Got it.
That's moral. Ethical has to do with signing contracts, saying things like you go to a movie theater and you go into one show and then you come out and you go into the show next to that show and the usher catches you, right?
I missed a word, but I'll listen later. Sorry.
You're going to the movies and you paid for one show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, let's go to the next show next door. That's not a moral issue. The bodies are not going to suffer. But it's unethical. You're stealing money from the company that's paying.
Got it.
You see? Now, illegal, I used this one with my boyfriend this last week. Every time it seemed we came up, he was driving. Every time we came up to a light, it was yellow, just about to turn into red. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, ugh. It really was scary for me. So what I said was, you have every right to want to catch that yellow light, you know, before it turns red. But it's too scary for me. So I treat yellow lights as if they're about to be red. Will you do the same so I can be comfortable?
Got it.
You see? And it was really true. I hadn't had to use that tool in a long time. Immoral is body-centered. Unethical is contracts, people signing for you, people using your credit card, whatever. And illegal is they use your credit card, you know, or they are going through red lights, or they're doing things that are against the law.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks so much, caller.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Dr. Allen,
what?
We are out of time.
Well, that's good.
It's already over. So what have you got to say tonight?
What I've got to say is, please, let us help you with your scripts,
thanks for calling. I'll call
your relationships,
back.
And life.
I agree. Everyone, you know where to go. www.drpatallen.com and www.wantistore.com. Follow us on Facebook. Tune in next week. We look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.